Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Hey, I'm Adam Carolla.
Hi, my name is Penn Jillette.
Not only listening, I'm the guest.
I'm a Penn and Teller, and I am the fourth listener.
And I am the fourth listener.
And that must make me at least the fourth listener.
To keep our three listeners coming back, we must be doing something right. And if you're the fourth listener, we thank you for the support. You can get every episode with no ads at patreon.com/DavidCSmalley and take advantage of your fourth listener status.
And we're going to sue David Smalley for slander.
With a world divided, it's time to resurrect nuance and remember the importance of conversation. He's an actor. He's a comedian, and he'll make you think. This is David C. Smalley.
Welcome to the podcast. Yes, so the recording quality is a little weird right now because I'm on the road. I'm in a hotel. I'm in multiple hotels per week. But I got home one night. I say home whenever I'm traveling, when I get back to my hotel, okay? So I get home and back to my room, and I get ready to go to bed, and I, you know, I'm scrolling through TikTok as I'm trying to, you know, wind down for the evening, and I come across this guy who is debating whether or not the Confederate flag is racist. Not that everyone who has it is racist. I think that's more of an ignorance issue than it is a hateful one. But we could debate that. I'm open to different dialogue on that. And I decided to, you know, there was an option to join the conversation. So I clicked to join the conversation. So this isn't a clear cut, you know, really cool beginning and end. You're actually just going to hear them start talking as I came across it and started recording, and I sat and waited for my time to join in, and then at the end of it, I got permission from everyone involved to put this on the podcast. So, yeah, here's me just in my hotel room, very strange audio quality, doing a random debate with some random people on TikTok over the Confederate flag. Enjoy.
Racist, yes.
Yeah, but the majority of them were, my point. The majority of them were, which is my point.
That's, you can't say majority either. That's like,
yeah.
The people,
yeah, that's the reason. They voted for Congress people, even many decades later, they voted for Congress people that maintained Jim Crow laws, and black people were not the same as white people still. Even after,
you know, what party did that too?
I don't care. It was the Democratic Party. Yeah, sure. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I'm just talking about the Confederate flag.
And can you tell me what the Republican Party was founded on?
Founded on? I don't know. And I don't care.
It was founded as the Anti-Slavery Party.
Yeah.
And Lincoln was the first Republican president. And thank God he got rid of slavery, because it was terrible.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
The thing is that you won't accept anything but whatever you have scrambled it up in your brain. At the end of the day, flag flown today is not a racist flag. It's not an I hate black people flag. It is a flag showing their Southern heritage of their ancestors, just as if my ancestors were to fly a Polish flag or a Dutch flag or a German
flag.
Those
aren't the same thing, and you know that. The Confederate flag, the Dutch flag are not the same thing, and you know.
How about the Confederate flag and the English flag?
They aren't the same thing either.
The English had more slaves than anybody.
I don't care about the English. I'm talking about the Confederate. You're just deflecting.
But you said it wasn't as bad.
You're deflecting again. You're deflecting again.
I'm not deflecting.
I swear.
The English flag was not as bad as the Confederate flag.
Okay, well, either way, you're deflecting again, so I'm not going to answer those questions. I don't care about other flags. I'm talking about the Confederate flag specifically.
The Confederate flag, I asked you, is the English flag better? You said yes, even though they've enslaved... No.
Well, I'm not going to answer that question, either way.
...the biggest empire of all time and enslaved everybody
I don't care. You're just deflecting.
Why is the United Kingdom flag not racist, but the Confederate flag is? That's my
question. I'm not going to answer that question because it doesn't pertain to the argument at hand. It does not pertain to the argument at hand. You're doing whataboutism. So I'm not going to answer.
It's not whataboutism. It's that yes, the it English.
And you're deflecting. So you're doing that. What about the English flag? Hey, what about the English flag? What about this flag? I don't care about other flags.
Yeah, what about it? Because the UK flag.
That's not a valid argument. You know that, right? It's whataboutism, which is not a valid argument.
Whataboutism? For God's sake.
You don't know what whataboutism is?
Except the fact that you're wrong. You said that the Confederate flags are. Is the UK flag racist, yes or not?
It's whataboutism, so I'm not going to answer it. That's it.
Is it? That's it. No, it's a straight up question.
Is it racist? To some people, yes. It could be, and I'm not going to answer that question because it's because it's whataboutism.
Is it?
You're trying to prove a point here by deflecting to another point, and I'm not going to answer it because I'm not going to entertain your points, which don't matter to the actual argument at hand. I'm talking specifically about the Confederate flag. We can have a discussion about the UK flag, sure, but I'm not going to talk about that now. We can talk about it later, but right now we're talking about the Confederate flag right now. So just stick to that topic at hand and don't deflect to other points because that just makes you seem like you're not logical enough to argue about the actual debate.
That's why you won't answer any of my questions.
I'm not answering your questions because you're deflecting. That's my problem.
I asked you a yes or no question.
Yeah, and that's deflection. That's what about
it? You didn't answer.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer because it's deflection.
You can't answer.
Yeah, okay, because what about it? So I'm not going to answer it. That's it.
What the fuck is whataboutism?
Whataboutism is a propaganda tool to say, oh, you're talking about this? What about this? It's like how I'm saying, oh, the Confederate flag is racist? What about the UK flag? What about the American flag? I'm not going to answer that question because it's a bad thing. And you don't care about the answer. You don't care about the Confederate flag. You just want to do this as a gotcha moment to say, oh, this guy is doing this. Ah, it's gotcha. It's like, no.
You're very, very closed-minded and not open to anything else. And the
you have not disproved anything I've said. You just said, I provided the documentation and you said this. That's it.
Straight from fucking Wikipedia. It's fantastic.
It's from the actual secession documents. If you read this stuff, you can find out, but it's whatever.
It's not a whole whataboutism. It's a comparison.
You don't know what whataboutism is, then.
If you're calling the Confederate flag racist, then the English flag should be racist, too.
Which is whataboutism. Don't you get it? Like, I've told you that... You want me to search up what whataboutism is?
Just take your L.
No, you're doing whataboutism.
At the end of the day, I'm not the English Empire had slaves all across Africa.
Okay,
all across
I know that. I know that. But I'm not going to talk about the English.
They imported more slaves than anybody in history. But you're saying that the Confederate flag is more racist than the English flag, even though they've...
I didn't answer your question. I'm not going to answer your question. It's because that's not what I'm trying to talk about. Don't you understand? Your whataboutism is not something that I want to talk about.
Wrong. And you're not talking about the Confederate flag either. That's why it's a false statement.
I'm talking about the Confederate flag. You're trying to deflect into another argument. So I'm not gonna talk about that. That's it. You're trying to deflect into another argument.
Do you happen to be inside?
Yes.
So could I ask why the mask?
It's because it's my thing, that's why.
What do you mean, like COVID?
I've worn it in every single TikTok video, and it's just my thing.
Yeah, you kind of just came up on my page. I figured I'd come talk to you. This is the thing, and I'm not trying to be too political here, but at the same time, yes. I am a Republican, vote Republican, whatever, but I'm not a fucking pea brain, right? I understand things. I know how it works, and I have the ability to hear out another side and make an opinion on it. The thing with you is every time I've said something, you say deflection, what
no,
it is.
No, because you mentioning other flags
I'm speaking. So you do deflect everything I say by saying it's a deflection, when really it's a yes or no question. No, I'm still going. Just read your chat. They want me to keep going. Right, you don't have the ability to hear out another side, take it into consideration, process that, realize that at the end of the day, it's not that different from what you think. Just it's slightly different in a way that might be logical if you looked into it. But since you're being fed all of this information, you're talking about me propaganda. If you read any TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, news, right, everything is propagandized, but it's not mostly Republican. Everybody likes to hit on them. Me being a straight white male, right, I get shit on for that. But what I was saying is that you don't have the ability to hear out another point and discuss properly. What you do is you start just spamming deflection, 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 right? And that's not it. When I ask you a question, if we're in a debate, you should be able to respond with a yes or no and then back your point. That's how a debate goes. It doesn't go, you just spam a bunch of words until, you know, you try to change my mind. I'm still going.
You've been going for a long time, bro.
I'm almost done. So all I was saying is that, you know, if you were able to hear out somebody else and then speak logically on a point, it'd be a lot different. And I don't think you're able to do that. When I asked you about the English flag, right, because we're talking about Confederate flag now, but it's very similar, at least from your point of view, to the English flag, because you're calling it racist because of slavery, right? The English, more slaves than anybody, all across the globe, oppressed so many people, murdered so many people, conquest, whatnot. And all you said was deflection. And all I asked you was the English flag okay, and is the Confederate flag bad? And you said, oh, that's a deflection. No, it's not, because it's a valid argument. And the Confederate flag you're talking about isn't the Confederate flag. And not all Southerners, right, me being from the North, I'm not even Southern, but not all Southerners believed in slavery. Not all Southerners had slaves. That's like, so the people who had slaves back then were all millionaires. How many millionaires do you know? Not a lot, because it's a rare demographic. That's like the upper 1%. Who had slaves that ran the economy of the South. And of course, if you have money, you had pull. So yes, but not all people in the South were slave or were pro-slavery. And the only reason why most people, I'm sure people fly for racist reasons today, but most people fly it for their Southern heritage because their ancestors grew up there. It's the same thing as like you go to an Italian restaurant, you see the Italian flag, that's their heritage, even though they're in America.
The Confederate flag,
even though they're a couple generations,
there's nothing heritage about it though. There's literally nothing about it.
It is all heritage.
4 years of history is not heritage. 4 years of history is not even heritage, man.
It's not. But
yeah.
For those people, that's the way to represent themselves.
That's stupid heritage, then. If you really want to think about it, without the racist things, it's stupid heritage. Because 4 years, you're that part of 4 years of loser history. That's really sad. That's all it is.
They actually have plenty of years of history, but that was the flag that managed to show that we're done with this shit, and then they flew it.
Yeah, done with what? Done with what? Really?
I think that you just don't have the ability to hear enough. Like, I've heard your side, and I've responded. But every time
you did not disprove anything I said, though. That's my problem.
I have.
Yeah, you did not disprove anything I said about the secession letters. You just said, oh, it was about taxes. Oh, it was about the economy. Like, you were not trying to actually argue anything I said.
Never did that.
It's that I said, I'm wrong, and it was about this. And I said, why is it? And you didn't disprove anything I said. I know you can't disprove anything I say as well, because I have the documents that were literally written
by
this
God.
Guys, and they were the ones that are telling us why they see it in the first place. So that's all I'm trying to tell you.
Did you go to a United States high school?
Yes, I did.
Did you learn about the Civil War?
Yes, I did.
Did you learn about Reconstruction?
I did, yeah.
Clearly not.
All right, bro. I guess have a good day.
All right, well, you know.
You got removed for live DJ violations. Oh, shoot. Okay, well. I don't know, bro. Honestly, it's not real documents until it says actual government website. I am reading this stuff from the actual secession documents from the Confederacy. So there's nothing Google about it, this, that about it. So, yeah, that guy was funny. That guy just didn't have an argument. That's it. And when he kept on trying to say, oh, I'm saying deflection, 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 it is what he's doing. He's doing deflection. Because I'm not going to answer a question where he says, oh, what about the UK flag? Dude, I don't think a lot of you guys know what whataboutism is. But whataboutism is a propaganda tool and a logical fallacy that people use. So I'm not going to answer that question. That's it. The other guy was good. That's not a government website. The Confederate, literally read the Confederate secession documents. That's where I got it from. Don't think about it. They don't understand deflecting. Yeah, because they don't understand what whataboutism is, which is fine. Not a lot of people know what the word is. But to say that I keep on saying deflecting, 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 and what I'm saying is wrong is just lying, because I know what you're trying to do here, and you're trying to not answer my questions, or not trying to actually keep to the topic at hand and going off topic onto another thing, so you can say, haha, see, prove you, right there, got your word, and that's it. And, yeah. What you have done whataboutism, what did I do that was whataboutism? I'm trying to keep on topic, and when other people are just trying to not be on topic, that's it. He just liked listening to himself. Me? No, I did not want to try to listen to myself. He didn't. You wouldn't do the same, really? What? Talk to him? No. No, you're not on topic. I'm trying to be on topic. Are you kidding me? You are whataboutism, then you don't know what it means either. Because whataboutism is a deflection tactic. So to say, oh, you talk about the Confederate flag? Oh, well, what about the English flag? So it's really that's racist, right? No, I'm not going to answer that question. Because the problem is you're literally trying to do that. He's definitely triggered. In what way am I triggered? I'm just trying to say that he's using whataboutism. In fact, this guy, Faye and that guy was more triggered that I was trying to talk and trying to explain my points, and he was not trying to answer them. That's it. You're crying. I am crying. Wow. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing? Oh, my God. That was painful, dude.
It was painful. Firstly, one thing. Do you agree that what he was trying to do was whataboutism?
Yeah, of course. So here's the thing. Yeah. So for 12 years, I've hosted a debate podcast. That's literally how I make my living. And there's so many times where I bring someone on to have a discussion. They don't understand basic Rappaport's rules. They don't understand basic argumentation. They don't understand equivocation fallacies. They don't understand whataboutisms. They don't understand strawmen. And I find myself trying to teach them how to properly argue in the middle of an argument. That dude was not only uneducated on what he thought he knew. He was either improperly educated or was just ignorant of reality. And on top of that, you could tell he'd been drinking. So for sure, he was doing whataboutisms, and then he said like seven times he wasn't, and then said, what's a whataboutism? And it was just kind of funny because he was completely ignorant of what he was talking about. I just want to, because I know a bunch of people are here and they're fans of his, or they're like probably just drinking with him in the same room and then trying to troll you in the middle of it. Like, it's sock puppet bullshit. But here's the thing I want people to know about this. This isn't really even a matter of opinion on whether or not this flag is racist. I want to know if that guy knows who Alexander Stevens is.
I don't know if he knows him. Because he didn't even know what the secession documents were.
Right. Sure. So this is the most important thing anytime this issue comes up that I really want people to grab onto. Anybody can go look up the speech from Alexander H. Stevens. He was the vice president of the Confederacy. Okay? He was the vice president of the Confederacy. And in 1861, in March of 1861, he flat out says in a speech called the Cornerstone Speech, he says the reason for the revolution was to preserve slavery of the Africans. He says that in his speech. Then he says how the U.S. Constitution says that everybody is equal, and then says that that is fundamentally wrong. And now I'm going to quote from his actual speech. He says, our new government is founded upon exactly the opposite idea. Its foundations are laid, its cornerstone rests upon the great truth that the Negro is not equal to the white man, that slavery subordination to the superior race is his natural and normal condition. This, Our new government is the first in the history of the world based upon this great physical, philosophical, and moral truth. And then a few weeks later, after that speech on April 12th, 1861, that's when the Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter and started the American Civil War. So this is an education problem. I grew up in Texas, and I was taught exactly what he's saying. I was taught that in seventh grade Texas history class, that the Civil War was not about slavery, but about economic differences, number one. And number two was states' rights. States' rights to do what? To own slaves. The economy for what? For slavery. They were hiding it and whitewashing it every step of the way. And you can go yourself, anybody who doesn't believe this, look up the Cornerstone speech, see what the vice president of the Confederacy actually said the war was about. He flat out said it was to preserve slavery and that black people were not equal to white people. This is not even a question or a debate. It's a lack of education.
Actually, that guy is actually back again. Do you want to talk to him?
I mean, if he's listening, yeah, I just said it. If he wants to come on.
Yeah, he accepts. He has a guest request.
That's fine. Bring him on.
All right, let's go.
How we doing?
Trab, did you hear what I just said?
I did.
Are you familiar with Stevens?
Not as familiar as he should be, but I understand what you're saying.
So how do you feel hearing that the vice president of the Confederacy literally said the war was about slavery and that black people were not equal to white people, and that's why they founded the Confederate government?
It's very similar to now, like, Joe Biden speaks for the entire country, right? But he doesn't at the same time because not a lot of people support him. The people in the South who owned slaves were very rich. It's the upper 1% that we talk about today. So, therefore, he's not speaking for the entire South.
What?
Yeah, people view the Confederate flag, or what they think is the Confederate flag, as racist.
So why was the Confederacy formed, Trap?
Confederacy was formed due to, and I'm saying again, I was born in Jersey. I grew up around Philly, right? Moved to North Carolina, so I've been North and South. But it was formed due to Northern aggression. They were killing the economy down there. We guess a lot of it was formed by slaves, it was cotton, of course. And I'm not saying slavery is okay. I'm not saying slavery was good. I don't support slavery. I think it was a terrible thing, terrible part of our history. But at the same time,
Northern aggression to stop what?
They had majority in Congress, and they could control whatever they want themselves.
Okay. Okay, but
stuff with the Democrats.
Trap, you're dancing. When they had control of
the House and Senate.
Trap, you're dancing around. You're dancing around the issue. You're dancing around the issue. Northern aggressive.
Whenever I start getting going on a point, you don't let me talk.
No, I'm asking you a specific question. Like, why did the Confederacy form?
That fucking we'd stop domestic oil production, and we buy from the Middle East.
So hold on.
Central America. So they don't speak to the whole community. It doesn't matter if they're voted in or not. It's not like everybody voted for them.
Trap, do you believe?
81 million people voted for Biden, but Trap, not all these people. Can I talk?
Dude, that's all you're doing is talking. How about you listen to an actual question? All you're doing is talking. Listen to this question very specifically, Trap. Very specifically.
It was the same reason why we broke away from England.
Do you think, Trap, that you, do you think that you have a better understanding of why the Confederacy was formed than the vice president of the Confederacy?
It's just like saying, do you think Joe Biden has a better understanding of how...
What are you doing here?
Hey, last man. Why don't we cut it? Because I'm talking right now.
Answer the question, Trap.
I'm not gonna have it.
I'm answering it with a comparison.
I don't need to answer with a comparison. Just say yes or no.
Do you think Joe Biden knows more what's good for America than the majority of people?
That has nothing to do with what I asked you. You are rewording. You are rewording why the Confederacy was formed. So yes or no, do you have a better idea of why the Confederacy was founded than the Vice President of the Confederacy?
See, I wouldn't be able to answer that yes or no, because you're reading out of a strict contents from that guy, and you're not speaking for the entire people of the South.
I asked you a simple question.
It's like every
question. I asked you a simple question. Who do you think is better to tell me how the Confederacy was formed? The Vice President of the Confederacy or Trap on TikTok in 2022?
Trap on TikTok's lit, by the way. But I will say that the Confederacy, granted or not, right, it's a vote just like every other election, and there's just as much people in the South who disagree who agree, right? And the argument is not over if the Vice President knows more than Trapawaz on TikTok. But the question is the Confederate flag racist? And what I was saying is I'm sure there's racist people who do fly the flag, but the majority of people who fly it today in the South are simply flying for their heritage.
So I think the majority...
If you can't accept that as a fact, which is true, then clearly you are lost, my brother.
I agree with you that there are some people who fly it because they're racist, but I think the majority of them fly it out of ignorance. I think they don't know that the Vice President of the Confederacy said, our government is founded upon the exact opposite idea that the Negro
the
is
president?
Not...
Can I hear? No, not from you, Dave. From Mr. Mass. Mr. Mass, can you tell me the president of the Confederacy?
Jefferson Davis.
And what party was he from?
He won't talk to me anymore.
Why does it matter what party he was?
Trap, you also clearly don't know about the Great Party Switch either. The parties flipped. They changed places.
That's bullshit, by the way. I'm just going to put that out there. There's no party switch.
Yes, there is.
Which happened was that the northern voters started voting Democrat and the southern voters started voting Republican. But it was no switch.
It was definitely a switch, and there are basic evidence to prove it.
Democrats were conservative, and the Republicans were liberal, and then magically switched in the 60s.
Well, you're missing.
That's not a real thing.
Trap,
that didn't happen.
Trap, you might want to research that before you say those things, because you are categorically wrong there. You are demonstrably wrong.
Simply it's a demographic switch. And who people voted for, and you know you'll see it repeat in another 50 years. You already see it with states like California.
Okay.
The house rate.
Okay.
A lot of the Californians.
Okay.
Voted Republican for the House this year because people get fed up with their party and they switch ideals.
Right. So again, to the point, the Vice President of the Confederacy tells us why the government was formed. The Confederate battle flag was flown to fight. To protect the Constitution of the Confederacy and the ideals of the Confederate Army. And those ideals were founded upon the idea that black people should stay subordinate and be slaves to white people. And they lost that war. And today, when people fly that flag, to say that it represents anything other than the ideas of slavery and white supremacy is to either be completely ignorant or to intentionally ignore the point.
You still going, is that it? Is that all? Is it my turn to go?
Well, I think that it's a little absurd to assume that a random guy on TikTok knows more about why the Confederacy was formed than the Vice President of the Confederacy. They told us who they were.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's like Robert E. Lee. The general of the Confederate Army, Robert E. Lee, he was recruited by the – he went to – I think went to West Point or some shit with Ulysses S. Grant, right? He only fought for Virginia because that was his home state. It was – it's a much different time than now, right? But back then, it was more fighting for your state, fight for your people, your family. Right, so it wasn't necessarily about slavery. It was more just taking up for your country for a lot of people, like Trump, Robert E. Lee.
Let me ask you this. I have an interesting question for you, I think. If someone has German heritage in the United States and they wanted to fly a Nazi flag and they said it was just because of their heritage to Germany, would you say that's completely fine?
That's not their heritage whatsoever, though.
Why not? The Nazi Party took over. The Nazi Party took over Germany.
They took over Germany through propaganda.
Doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter how they took over.
No, it does, because slavery was around the United States since the United States first. It's always been around, and in the Constitution, right? There's actually nothing saying slavery is okay. Even though all of them had slaves, it's like saying like George Washington's a bad person because he had slaves.
So isn't the American flag? Isn't the American flag a better representation of our heritage than the Confederate flag?
Really, honestly, if you're gonna make that argument about the Confederate flag, then you could say the American flag is just as racist, because before...
He asked you a different question. He asked you, isn't the American flag a better representation of the South than the Confederate flag? Not if the American flag was racist.
Yeah, exactly. You keep changing the question, Trap, and answering what you want to talk about.
What I'm saying is, if you are going to say that it's a better representation, honestly, so this is not my argument, right? But your argument is it's racist, right? It's terrible, racist, whatnot.
That what is?
But what I'm saying is, if you're going to make that argument, then I'm going to take a stance against your argument. The American flag is just as racist, if not more racist in your eyes, or at least it should be, than the Confederate flag, because we've had slaves in America up until...
Yeah, so okay, I don't know if you heard this when I first came on, that I literally have hosted a debate podcast for 12 years as my full-time job, like formal professional debates. It's literally what I do for a living. It's what I did for a living. And so I when he says whataboutisms, he's not just using a word to try to deflect. What he's saying is, it's like a police officer pulling someone over, and as he walks up to the car and says, do you know how fast you were going? You're just going, yeah, but look at that blue car going fast. But look at that red car going fast. But look at that other car going fast. You're deflecting from the... But you are. You are. We are talking about the Confederate flag and its supposed representation of heritage. The Confederacy only lasted 4 years. That's not enough time to develop heritage. That's the point I was trying to get you to with the Nazi flag. It was a blip in time. It was 4 years.
Yeah, they had the flag for that long, but before that, it's more than just that flag. The flag developed after all these years of heritage. And I was saying, again, I'm not saying it's not racist. I'm not saying it's not bad. Of course, slavery is terrible. But they've grown up in the South since they started this country. It's not...
So here's the basic. I mean? So here's the basic point. It's what's called a logical syllogism, right? This idea that one thing follows another. Okay, so the Confederacy was built and formed on the basis of protecting the right to own slaves. So the people, the people fighting to preserve slavery were doing so. They were fighting the United States under that flag. They lost that war. It only lasted 4 years and they lost. So the people that fly that flag today, what message are they sending? That they still want slavery, or that they preserve white supremacy. You cannot build heritage in 4 years, Trap. That's absurd. It's a non sequitur.
So it's the same thing saying, say the United States didn't have a flag for our 200 years. Say we didn't have a flag for 200 years, and then we magically get a flag for 4 years, right? are we going to fly no flag or we're going to fly a flag? We're going to fly a flag. And if you're going off this whole founded on racism, founded on slavery, the United States was founded on slavery. Everybody accepted slavery. And honestly, it's such a stupid debate now because we're in a completely different time where nobody...
You have a point, Trap. You have a point. You have a point, Trap. Let me... Trap, no, you have a point.
No, I'm still going.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you.
A percentage across the country that supports slavery. But at the same time, if you're going to make this whole Confederate flag founded on slavery, Confederacy is founded on slavery, so is the United States. Because almost all, I'm not going to say all because I don't know for a fact, but majority of the founding fathers, people who see on our dollar bills, people who we look up to in school, people's kids are taught, wow, this guy formed Hamilton. Yep. We get the whole play, right? All of them, slave owners.
Right.
All of that.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
They're going to make that argument that the Confederate flag is racist. They need to also make the argument that the American flag is racist.
Okay, let me respond to that. Okay, Trap, let me respond to that. Stop talking for a second. Let me respond to that. Jesus Christ, hold on. So you're right. It was founded on slavery. Are you good? So you're right. It was founded on slavery. And you could say the same for the UK. I heard you say that about that flag. All right, here's the difference, though. Here's the main difference as to why that's what's called an equivocation fallacy, which means you're making two things equal that aren't. I'm going to explain it. You're right. America was built on slavery. But America changed its mind. It changed its policies. It changed its treatment. It amended its constitution and became about other things. So we're not completely equal yet. There's all sorts of struggles that are still happening. And there's institutionalized racism and all kinds of things. And we're forever going to be growing as a nation. We're a baby. We're only a couple hundred years old. This is an experiment, right? But the United States flag has represented a country that has gone over an enormous change over 200 and something years. The Confederacy only existed to fight for slavery for 4 years and died. They have never represented anything else. That's why the American flag can mean 100 different things to 100 different people. The Confederacy was not around long enough to develop heritage. It only stood for one thing, and that was to preserve slavery. It was white supremacy, Trap. If it had changed over time and had this big, long history of 200 years and had multiple things under that flag, I could say you have a point, but you don't. It only existed to fight for the right for states to have slaves.
And David, if I might add one thing. When the Confederate flag was reintroduced back into it, it was only used as an anti-civil rights movement.
Exactly.
But used by other racist groups and racist people to try and oppress black people and say, hey, you guys are still not going to ever be the same. So the reintroduction was actually still a racist thing. So really, it's never been a good thing. It's never been shown as a good thing. It's always been shown as a bad thing in our history. So right. Why is it that... the many decades that was actually used as a bad thing, why is it all of a sudden just became a good thing now? There's nothing that has ever changed with
it. Who the fuck? Who said it was a good thing? Who said it was a good thing?
You said it was about Southern pride.
And heritage.
And I said that's a good thing. And I said that it was a good thing.
Well, you're saying it's not racist, so you think it's not a bad thing.
I said certain people decide to fly the flag because of Southern pride.
Yeah, so you don't think it's a bad thing, though, right?
What I said was that you are pointing that out to be in a racist way. You're asking me good thing, bad thing. I'm saying people fly it for their heritage rather than saying, oh, yeah, no, this was good. Civil War was great. We should have won. Oh, no, we should still own slaves. No, that's not what I said whatsoever. What I said is people fly it for their heritage, not trying to act like they have slavery. And you're trying to ask me if it's a good or bad thing, making it seem like I support slavery and the people who fly the flag today want slavery. And like I said earlier, I'm from the North. All my family's North. I'm Northern, right? But I've been in the South for a little bit.
But like we've already established, Trap, 4 years is not heritage. like the Confederacy
big dog. Said nothing. Big dog. That's not what I said, big dog.
You said you were saying that people say that it represents heritage. But how can you believe that? How can you believe that when literally we already established that it literally lasted 4 years, the Confederacy? And then after that, it was used as anti-civil rights.
We are talking strictly about the flag.
Yeah.
So the flag was up for 4 years. And the flag you're talking about probably wasn't, it's probably up for like a year or so.
Yeah.
Right. But it's not like this 4 years of heritage is simply picked out. It's all of Southern heritage that they represent of this flag, everything they've been through. Of course, citing the revolution.
Yeah, all the bad things the South's been through, yeah, which is like slavery.
If you're going to say that, then you have to say the same for the American flag, because as much as I love being an American, as much as I love the flag, as much as I love what I have privileged in this country, it is just as bad, in your ideology, it should be just as bad. I'm still talking. Let me finish. It is just as bad as yours. Just like I said, the English flag earlier, where you wouldn't comment back. It is just as bad as the one they fly now. It is just
because we're trying to equate two things.
Everybody in the history of humans has been enslaved, and I'm not downplaying slavery. I'm saying, like, are the Egyptians wrong for flying their flag? Because they enslaved Jews, right?
Trap, the point is missing the point that it only existed for that purpose. You're taking something like Egyptians, but listen, let me get this out and then tell me why I'm wrong. If you're talking about any other country, any other nation that at one time had slavery and then got rid of it and is now moving toward equality under that same flag, comparing that to the Confederacy is an equivocation fallacy. It falls apart immediately. It falls apart immediately. It's an equivocation fallacy, Trap, because it falls apart on its face because the Confederacy has not grown and changed over time. It did not change its policies to no longer support slavery. It purely existed to preserve African slavery and only existed for 4 years. So when someone waves that flag, there's only one thing it could mean.
That's not true, though.
But we've already established this, though, that is true.
No, you established that because that's your mindset.
It's what they think. It's what the Confederates think. Not what you think, Trap. It's what they thought specifically. The Confederates.
Over states' rights.
Yeah, you were given wrong information in school, Trap. And I was too.
I get my information outside of school.
You clearly didn't, bro. It's out there. I was told in my Texas junior high classes that slavery was about economy number one. I mean, sorry, that the Civil War was about number one economy, number two states' rights, and that it was not about slavery. I had to answer that on test. I was literally brainwashed. And then in my mid-20s and 30s, I was doing research for my podcast and realized I was wrong because I used to say what you're saying. And I did my own research on the government websites and realized that Alexander H. Stevens literally told us exactly why the Confederacy was formed. I was lied to in school, and so were you.
You think that if you look up the other side of the research, it's like the same thing. Everybody's lied.
No. I'm reading the Confederate side. I'm reading the Confederate side, Trap.
But you're generalizing. That's the thing. It's like generalizing. Say we're 200 years confused.
Let me ask you. No, I'm going.
Generalizing how?
Say we're 200 years in the future, and we generalize the entire United States under Joe Biden's current presidency, right? We said 4 years, same time, right? We can't generalize an entire people over a certain government body, because my argument was the entire South not support slavery. The rich people did. It's like the rich people don't want taxes. It's the same entire thing.
No, Trap, that's fundamentally wrong, because even after the fact, these people, the Southerners, were voting for people that would give Jim Crow laws, Congress people that supported segregation, stuff like that.
Democrats.
So this was the Southern people. They were racist people. They were just, the majority of them were. That's why they voted for those kind of people, because they did not think that black people and white people were the same. Even the poor ones, they were racist as well. So to say that it was just the elites is wrong, because
it's crazy though. You want to hear something insane, right? It's going to blow your mind. None of those people happen to be alive today. We happen to have none of those values today. We happen to have Southerners today.
Trap.
And they fly it as a flag to support their heritage. Not saying it's mine. Not saying I fly it. I don't. But I'm saying that nobody has these values today. I think as a country, we're more racist than we've ever been since the Civil War ended, because everything's racialized now. We have black people,
Trap.
Hispanic people, Asian people in every business, everywhere. And there's black people who fly the flag. There's white people who fly the flag. There's Asian people who fly the flag. And you can't, it's like the same as the American flag. They fly
Trap.
It because they're proud of where they came from.
Trap, you don't want to base the entirety of the Confederacy's existence on the vice president's speech. Have you read the Constitution of the Confederacy? Because you have. So Article 1, Section 9 says no bill shall be passed denying the property in Negro slaves.
Okay.
So it says you cannot prevent someone from having a Negro slave. In the Constitution of the Confederacy, the word Negro is mentioned 11 times in the Confederate Constitution, and every single one of them is about them being inferior to white people or being property of white people. Trap. The Confederacy solely existed for racism.
Negative.
Okay, can you provide documentation, Trap, to back you up? Not just, it wasn't what everyone thought. Can you provide documentation
that you get bitches, bro? Because real shit, it sounds like you get nobody.
Okay, well, that's saying, now you're doing ad hominems, Trap. That's not good, man. You're doing ad hominems.
I was just asking.
Yeah, when you resort to that, Trap, you've admitted that you have nothing of substance. So thanks for proving our point.
Where were we? Sorry, I was in the middle of the conversation. Yeah, I mean, you can. You just gotta leave me a little space, please. Sorry, where were we? Regroup me.
The point here is that you're saying that I shouldn't base, you know, when the vice president of the Confederacy says it was built, that the government was formed specifically to preserve slavery, you say that's not accurate, he doesn't represent the entire government. I just mentioned to you that the literal Confederacy Constitution flat out says that you cannot pass a bill preventing someone from owning Negro slaves. And I said... It's not off topic. It means that the Confederacy was built specifically to preserve slavery, and that's what the flag represented. That's what they were battling for when they waved that battle flag. It was purely about slavery.
No, see, what you're talking about, though, right? You're talking about the Confederacy. We're talking about the flag. The flag in general. We can keep, because I'm not debating.
So what did the flag represent, then? What did the flag represent, Trap?
Hold on. I'm responding to the chat. Yo, chat, I'm drinking Sky, old Natty Light. The flag, like I said, most people use it to represent their Southern heritage being from the South. Because nobody today in this
is
world,
pointless.
And in the South today, nobody owned slaves. Nobody had slaves. We're honestly getting to the age where nobody's grandparents owned slaves, unless you're like 90, right? But you keep talking about the Confederacy itself. I'm talking about the flag, and that was the order.
What did the flag represent, the ideals? Exactly.
Of the Confederate armies.
Exactly. What did the Confederate flag represent, Trap?
What are you asking, past tense or current tense? Because that's very different.
What did it represent?
Did.
Yep. What did it represent?
You're talking about the actual Confederate flag or the battle flag?
The battle flag. What did the battle flag represent?
Honestly, at the time of Civil War time, when they flew it into battle.
Yeah.
that represented their pride for their home state, Virginia. What were they battling for? The right to their homeland. That's what it was.
The right to their homeland to do what? Own slaves. They wanted the right to own slaves. Guess how many times the word heritage appears in the Constitution of the Confederate States?
And that's why the Confederate Constitution is still up today? No, it's not. Okay.
How many times does it appear? Zero, Trap. The word heritage has nothing to do with the Confederacy.
You got nothing to do with bitches, but I don't care. I'm saying...
All right, this is pointless. Host, this is pointless. He's clearly not listening.
You know the difference, though?
He's clearly not listening. He's just drinking more and more.
Dude. I've had 135 coins. You got 24, bro.
All right, so what does that
mean? What does that have to do with anything?
It means they agree with me more, bro.
No.
You think it's going to be decided upon who has fans in here? Like, now I have more coins. Does that mean I win?
I'm dubbing right now, bro. How much is that? How much is TikTok coins?
Hey, I just had more coins. Does that mean I'm right now? Does might make right?
Gifted you like that? That's crazy. Yo, somebody give me one. Damn.
All right, Trap. Take care of yourself, man.
I just exited him.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I didn't mention this earlier, but I'm taking one step out of my debate podcast, and I started doing stand-up comedy 6 years ago because this shit right here is so heavy, and it's so hard trying to convince somebody of an actual basic fact that exists in the world, like just denying the facts. And before you let me on, I heard him say to you, you're so stuck with your stuff up in your head that you won't even listen to what I'm saying. And that was the biggest projection, because that's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, literally. He literally was saying, that's not what represents today. That's not what represents today. It's like, Trap, you can't just change a symbol just like that, especially when you're using the exact same symbol that the Confederates used. It doesn't work like that. You can't just change it. That's not how anything works.
Yeah, right. So whoever gifted those coins right when he said that, thank you so much for helping us prove that point. That was appreciated. Hey, man, let me ask you something. I'm actually recording audio on this. Do you mind if I throw this up on my podcast and mention you? Is it cool?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, I would love this.
NTR deal. So my podcast is just called the David C. Smalley Podcast. Anybody who wants to go check it out. And you can follow me on TikTok right here. David C. Smalley Podcast. I'm going to put it out, and I'm going to follow you back right now, dude. I love what you're doing, man. Yeah. This is really good for people.
Thank you. Yeah, much appreciated. Cool, yeah, man. I'll follow you as well when I get the chance. When I end the live, I'll follow you back.
Cool, buddy. Yeah, no sweat, man. Thanks for doing this, man. I'm going to let you get to somebody else. I got to get out of here.
Yeah. All right, I'll see you later.
Later, man. Thanks, everybody.